Second quarter begins. Higginsville sends in Lexi Gash, a 5'7 sophomore, into the ball game. Also in, Meadow Devine, a 5'7 sophomore. Lady Huskers ball. They put it up. Short little jumper. Doesn't get it to fall. Offensive rebound. Second one blocked by Kiefer. Two opportunities, no points for Rachel Ramsey. Lady Hornets leaded by 6, 16-10. Hibner works it between the circles. Original starting five in for Chillicothe. Hunter Keithley over right side. Katie Trout, same spot on the floor. Katie Trout having a game. She has 11 points now. And all but the free throw pretty much from the same spot on the floor. So Lady Hornets lead it 18-10, a minute deep into the second quarter. Baseline left is Meadow Devine. Give inside to Gash. Gash couldn't get it to fall over top of Kiefer. Rebound Chillicothe, and here comes Katie Trout and company. Trout lobs it across the floor to Maggie Papp, and Papp on the weak side of the action has an easy bucket, and it's a 10-point lead for the first time for Chillicothe. 6'2", Sadie Coombe set to check in. Up top, three ball, Higginsville off the glass and in for number 23. Rachel Ramsey connects with a three bomb. That's one the Lady Huskers needed. It's now a 7-point game for Chillicothe. 20-13, Lady Hornets. Dish inside to Hunter Keithley, and then Keithley gets her own rebound and then is poked out of her hands and out of bounds. So Kennedy Kiefer with 7. Trout with 11, a deuce for Papp and Gaston. Williams checks out for the Lady Huskers. Trout opposite side of the floor. Oh, that one off the rim. Oh, nice offensive rebound by Chillicothe's Kennedy Kiefer. Kiefer dominating the paint inside there on offense. Higginsville not able to defensively match up with her at the moment. Right side, Sadie Coombe, the 6'2 junior on the right wing, up top to Gash, top of the key. Right side, Rumsey drives inside, nice little runner, little floater from Rachel Rumsey. She's got 7, and it's now a 9-point lead once again. We're checking, 11-point lead for Chillicothe. Losing track of my scoring. 24-13, Chillicothe. Higginsville steals the ball from Chillicothe. Craig lobs it inside, and that's they're going to, even though she did nothing but just trip over the foot of Hunter Keithley, they're going to call Keithley. Keithley with her second. Fourth team foul. And a traveling call, as Rachel Rumsey tried to go up against some Chillicothe defenders and lost out on that one. So a Lady Husker turnover, 22. Well, they've got the score all mucked up right now. They'll get that fixed, but I know Chillicothe's winning by something. 22-14. I thought it was less than 11. 8-point lead, Chillicothe. Nice bounce pass through traffic to a wide-open low post. Maggie Papp. Oh, Hunter Keithley. That was a beautiful bounce pass through traffic. Back up to a 10-point lead. That's one you want to watch on the highlight film again. Right side, Gash. Problems controlling the pass. Finally settles it down. Has to go back up top to Ramsey. And Ramsey has it knocked out of bounds, out of her hands by Maggie Papp. Emily Dickmeyer and Sandra Wellborn both check back in. Gash and Meadow Devine has a breather. Inbound low post left to get it at the high post to Coombe. And shakes Kennedy Kiefer and then gives it up baseline. Trey, no, from the corner, doesn't fall for Emily Dickmeyer. Chillicothe down court, putting it up, didn't get it to fall, lost it out of bounds. It's a Chillicothe turnover, missed opportunity. 24-14, still a 10-point Chillicothe lead, 4:07 left to play in this first half. Pass from Craig over on the wing to Dickmeyer, tipped out of bounds by hustling Hunter Keithley. They go up top to Rachel Rumsey. Coombe at the high post, tries to feed it inside through traffic, and no, you got to watch Chillicothe to see how to make that kind of a bounce pass. An easy steal for the Lady Hornets off the bounce pass attempt to the low post. Underneath, oh, Hunter Keithley to Maggie Paff. Once again, this time it was an air pass, not a bounce pass, and we're back after this. Chillicothe leads it on KCHI. And welcome back. Higginsville's basketball, they have on the scoreboard 26-15. I have Chillicothe 28, so I'm missing something somewhere, which isn't unusual. But what's important is we are leading, and right now the scoreboard says by 11. Coombe at the high post, tries to lob it inside. Gaston gets a tip, gets a hand on it, intercepts the pass, tips it over to Kennedy Kiefer, who controls it. But it was Gaston's finger that intercepted it. Kiefer spin move on Coombe, gets her own rebound, then dumps it off underneath to Reeder. Saw Lucy cut into the hole, and Lucy Reeder with the assist, a rare assist by Kennedy Kiefer. 28-15, Chillicothe with the lead. Lady Huskers go up top to Rachel Rumsey, high post Coombe. Oh, Lucy Reeder snuck up behind. She's about a third the size, but couldn't get the layup to fall. Got a nice steal and an opportunity for Lucy, but couldn't finish it off. First shot doesn't fall. Second shot doesn't fall for Higginsville, and Trout says that's all you get. So a couple of missed opportunities for Higginsville. 28-15, Chillicothe still leads it by 13. Trout up top to Reeder, circle left to Hibner. Hibner drives inside, running one-hander in the paint, didn't get it to fall for Hibner. Sadie Coombe with a rebound, left wing Rumsey. Dish inside, dribble drive, and tried to dump it off to the low post to Sandra Wellborn. And what is the whistle here? And checking back in, Gash and Sammy LaRue. A 5'3 junior. And the play goes to Higginsville, and Higginsville throws the inbounds away to Reeder. Reeder, all alone, her half the court, lays it up and in with ease. That's just like practice time in the backyard for Lucy. And Chillicothe's opened up a 15-point lead, 30-15. Brooke Horton wants to check in next. Minute 40 left to play in this first half. Right side, three ball doesn't fall for number three, Dickmeyer. Follow-up stick back won't fall for Gash. And Chillicothe with a rebound. Jordan Hibner across the timeline. Haven't heard from her in the scorebook yet, but it'll come. Gaston, right wing. High on the right side to Trout. Up top to Reeder. Left side to Hibner. Being guarded by LaRue pretty tightly. Kiefer puts up a screen. Hibner doesn't get it to fall. Reeder tries to stick back. She's bumped to the ground, pops up, and she'll toe the mark. That is a blocking foul, fifth team foul, third one on Sadie Coombe, number 53. Williams will check in after this first free throw. Reeder, first one, hits every side of the rim he can and gets it to fall inside for a free throw. She's got 5 points now this quarter. Gaston and Kiefer have a breather. Brooke Horton is in. Gaston, Hibner, Reeder, and Hicks. And Reeder hits both of them. Reeder with 6 points, doing a nice job, as is all the Chillicothe Lady Hornets. And Williams checks in for Sadie Coombe, who's not real happy with getting called for that third foul. Minute left to play at halftime, 32-15 your score. Higginsville, Dickmeyer, left wing. Emily Dickmeyer working against Katie Trout. Up top, Williams, free throw line Gash. Right side, LaRue spins, wheels, deals, doesn't get it to fall. Offensive stick back is good. We'll get a number on her in just a second. That was Emily Dickmeyer with the bucket. Reeder free throw line gives it into Horton. Horton bounce pass across the paint to an open Essie Hicks, but Williams got a hand on there and intercepted. Nice defensive job there by Williams for the Lady Huskers. 20 seconds left in the first half. Chillicothe's lead is 15. Up top, LaRue. Right side, Wellborn. Cross court, Williams. Dish inside to Gash, working against Horton, and Horton slid her feet. Wasn't planted, and that was a good call by the official who's seen Chillicothe many times over the years. And that is the first one on Brooke Horton. Horton didn't hear a who. Horton heard a whistle. First one for Gash, no good. Sixth team foul on Chillicothe, but 7.6 seconds left. Not a bad foul. Gash misses both of them. Down the corner, hurry, Katie Trout is fouled with a half a second left. That's got to cause the coach to pull his hair out. It was a blocking foul on the first one on Dickmeyer. First one, Trout dances around the rim, doesn't get that one to fall. Trout, one of two in the first quarter. See if she can equal that one of two here in the second quarter. 32-17, half a second left. No, that one no good, and no stick-back opportunity for Horton. We've played a half a basketball here in the district tournament. Chillicothe leads at 32-17.